This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail out there so the guys and gals can get it sorted and delivered to you tomorrow. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, with the crew out on the porch still because it's a beautiful night where I'm at, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, 71 degrees. The sun is shining. No, those are streetlights, sorry. The streetlights are on. All right, thank you, thank you. Okay, gotta keep it down, noise ordinance. All right, there they go. All right, so, Kyle, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic.
And to the republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that, folks, because a lot of people, when they get involved in the argument, they forget all about that, and they start acting like damn fools. And my dad always used to tell me, there's no fool like a damn fool unless it's an old fool acting damned.
Yep.
All right, here we go. After the Ohio Supreme Court struck down the GOP-drawn boundary lines this week, it marked the third time the plans have been rejected by the state court. Now, the court's 4-3 ruling said a redistricting commission's latest plan violates the 2015 constitutional amendment. Now, that amendment stipulates the commission must attempt to avoid partisanship favoritism and attempt to proportionally distribute the districts to reflect Ohio's 54% to 46% Republican-Democrat political makeup.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I think a lot of times when we see these kinds of redrawing, and there's no doubt that it's going to be controversial. Absolutely.
Well, apparently some of the districts, they weren't 54-46. They were 60-40 or 65-35 or something like that. And, of course, the Democrats picked up on a percentage and just raised holy hell, and here we go. So that may affect their primary, by the way, if they're supposed to have. And if it does, they may not have a primary.
Well, exactly. And, of course,
and that's probably the purpose of this.
Yeah, well, Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, that is, they love to be able to try to manipulate things, obviously, just to put it in their favor. I think a lot of times, Captain, because they know their message is usually pretty dismal.
Well, let me back up again and tell you that number. 54% Republican, 46% Democrat in the state of Ohio. What part of minority to the words Democrat don't they understand?
Right. No kidding. Exactly.
So there you go. Now, something interesting. American gun companies who have long been maligned, right?
Of course.
They are standing up and they are answering Ukraine's call for more lethal aid by shipping firearms, no questions asked, over to the Ukraine.
Captain, people in Ukraine are literally fighting Russians with the weapons that they happen to have, right? So, you know, the idea of the Second Amendment is just on display here for all the world to see. Being armed against somebody who's going to try to take you over or somebody who's going to try to take your life or take your rights away, I mean, this is no better example. This is exactly why our founders of our country wanted the public to have the right to keep and bear arms.
And I got
to
stop doing what I'm doing right now and say good morning to a very good friend of the show, a very good friend of mine, and that would be George the Godfather. And he's saying good morning, brother, good morning, Kyle. So he's included you in that, so good morning to you.
Well, thank you. Yes, good morning, George. And also, Captain, I think we heard from Fred in Fort Lauderdale.
No. He's in Rio. He says he's at the Copacabana.
That's right. Yeah, Fred from Fort Lauderdale.
Her name was Lola.
Right, yeah, but now in Copacabana Beach. And he writes in and he says, Captain, you are right to point out the gap between the COLA and the actual expenses. The major components of our expenses have increased way beyond 6% recognized by our government. For example, last year I purchased a vehicle and the cost was high. Rents have increased, and we all know about the fuel at the retail pump and all the items shipped by trucks, trains, and planes. So, yeah, Fred is exactly right, and thanks to Fred. Good morning.
Yep. Now, the House of Representatives voted 424-8 to suspend normal trade with Russia and Belarus to inflict more economic pain on the Kremlin and its ally for their ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Now, this bill would strip Russia of its most favored trade status, empower the president to raise tariffs on goods imported from both countries until 2024, suspend Russia from the World Trade Organization, and block Belarus from becoming a full member. We will get into what all of that means in terms of dollars and cents to Russia and company when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way. We will be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Let's Go Brandon Rally.org. You heard me right, Let's Go Brandon Rally.org. If you went to CPAC or you know somebody that went to CPAC and you saw what they did over there, we're going to have a smaller version of the same thing over here in our backyard in Brandon, Florida, right here on the east side of Tampa, Tampa Bay. You can mark your calendars for April 1st through April 4th in Brandon, Florida, the biggest rally of 2022 with some of the biggest MAGA names in the country. You can hear from 18 great speakers featuring Lee Dundas from America's Frontline Doctors. You're going to want to hear her and what she has to say. Dr. David Martin exposing the COVID lies. Jack Maxey, who's the guy that had the Hunter Biden laptop computer. He's going to talk about the scandal. That's big news right now, which we're going to get into here in just a minute or so. Now, don't forget, you can get your tickets before they sell out by going to the website, letsgobrandonrally.org. Letsgobrandonrally.org. You can attend in person, or you can stream it online, buy tickets to sit there and watch it on your computer. Now, the first weekend of April, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Brandon, Florida is when this is going to happen. Let'sGoBrandonRally.org. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. Let'sGoBrandonRally.org. And yours truly, the captain, is going to be there in person on Saturday, April the 2nd, and I'm going to be taking part in some different things there. I also will be right there with a table set up to where you can stop by and we can hand you out a lot of the free stuff that we have there. And, you know, with me, it's free. I don't really sell anything there unless I bring a packet of Relief Factor with me or something. That's a different story, but I only do that by request. I don't just show up with the thing and do whatever. That's not what I do. So I bring a bunch of free things to give you, you know, when you show up. So let's go BrandonRally.org. And Kyle is going to take the corporate jet and fly in.
Yes, if we can afford the fuel, you know, to get there, that's
well,
the problem.
Wait a minute. Why would you need fuel? You use a sailboat, you know, just hoist up the John B. sail and point it east, right? Let the wind blow you across.
Well, sure. Or take my electric plane.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio would do something like that, right?
Right, right.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, well, we didn't get a chance to finish what I was trying to say here about the U.S. House of Representatives when they voted 424-8 to suspend normal trade with Russia and Belarus and what that means to Russia. Now, Russia has had the opportunity to be there whenever the United States sold anything. They could just ask for it, and they would get it, and they would get the credit if they needed to have credit. And by the way, I'm going to mention something here about their budget and the money that they owed. Apparently, somebody somewhere along the line has paid off some $613.5 billion, with a B, dollars worth of debt for them.
Very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, I think I know who it is. I'll get to that in a little bit. But at any rate, it looks like as if we now Russia, they were saving somewhere around, and the trade imbalance was always to our, we were always the one on the short end of the stick. I'm sure you know that. We just don't seem to know how to trade with anybody to where we're the ones making the money, not the other way around, right?
Right, right.
Well, Russia was to the advantage of gaining some $100 billion worth of trade versus the United States, getting about one-third of that. So, on the, you know, getting it back from what Russia was selling us. So, consequently, I don't think we can all afford caviar, which I guess was the biggest thing they were shipping over here.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, basically, I think their,
and fur
their
coats.
Export volumes. Yeah, their export volume is about $30 billion or something like that.
Yeah, and yeah. we were seeing to it that they were able to get $100 billion from us, but that's all stopped. So what do you think?
Well, I think it goes to the general focus of trying to make things tough for Russia. Some would say, well, it's going to hurt the Russian people, I suppose it's going to have an economic impact. But at the same time, you've got to be able to make sure that Russia understands collectively that there are consequences for this brutal war, with the atrocities and the war crimes and all that. And at some point, Captain, it may help things along for the Russian people to make a change of their own in some way, shape, or form that stops this and brings Russia back into a community of nations.
Now, I don't have much use for the filthy, rich Hollywood greenie crowd, the ones that are always touting, well, we have to go green, we have to do this, we have to do that, because yesterday they showed their true colors and made complete asses out of themselves, led by Leonardo DiCaprio, when they are pressuring now a bank that funds a Canada gas company that actually ships gasoline, natural gas, gasoline, and oil down into the United States to be processed, and they want that shut off, or discontinued, if you will, which would cause our energy prices, if you think they're high now, that would cause our energy prices to go through the roof along with Canada. What the hell are they thinking?
Well, part of it has to do, they're complaining that the pipeline goes through native territory, basically, they only consult with what Mark Ruffalo said was the elected leadership put in place by the colonial government, evidently. And so they're saying that this is wrong and so forth. However, Captain, this is obviously something that brings energy, and the Canadian government is obviously the one that would have been negotiating in this and so forth. But at a time like this, when you have this problem in the world right now, to come out and say these kinds of things, it's questioning the timing of it. Nobody wants places to be bulldozed without the proper authority or any of these kinds of things. But it is tone deaf. But also a little bit, they're in their own world kind of a thing.
Wow. Now, the emails that we're finding out about Hunter Biden and his laptop are shedding a new light on the fund securing millions of dollars from investors with contacts to alleged organized crime ties that we're now hearing about. This just gets worse and worse and worse.
And the American people did not have the ability to have this information, generally speaking, prior to the election. It was out there, but it was also being suppressed actively. And you're right, Captain, it just gets worse. The more that we dig in and find out about what is involved with Hunter Biden, all those different connections, and yes, and there's the different things track back in this way or that way to the big guy, as it were, as they, I think as he was being called, the vice president at the time. And it just, it's really bad. It's so bad that you have to question the big guy now in the White House and whether or not there is compromising material, that there are compromising situations, other kinds of interests that supersede good decision making. I mean, these are very legitimate questions. It's really, it's not even a political thing. It's not just, I didn't vote for Joe Biden, so here's some dirt that, you know, can make him look bad. That's not it at all. We're talking about a very bad situation in the world. The world is catching on fire. It's going to catch on fire in Taiwan, I hate to say, sooner than later because of the way the Chinese approach things now. And you've got Joe Biden in this position, and we're only scratching the surface of all the weird stuff that he might have been involved in.
Well, based on what the Chinese know about not only the laptop but other things and the businesses that they compromised Hunter Biden in with the things that he did that compromised his father, he can't do anything but be nice to China right now to a certain degree. He can talk tough, but they know that he's not going to do anything because they got him literally hanging by his butt.
Well, sure, and Russia and China have been waiting for this opportunity. You know, Joe Biden was presented as the not Trump candidate who stayed in the basement and was a kindly old grandfather guy who was going to come in and be the adult in the room. And now we're finding that in a very short order, the world is deteriorating significantly in terms of the stability that was there on the morning of January 20th, 2021. And we've gone downhill from there.
Yes, we have. And it's very obvious. And to the people that aren't paying attention to go, you don't know what you're talking about? Really? Go back and look at Joe Biden in 2008. Go back and look in 2008, 2012. Look at Joe Biden then and look at him now. You tell me there's not a difference. You have no idea what you're talking about. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more Captain's America Third Watch. Go nowhere, no how. We got this here strange guy going to take us to break. So go ahead, strange guy.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third COVID vaccine shot is proving to be highly effective. A new CDC study found that three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. China is not showing its cards on whether to align with Russia during the ongoing invasion with Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying China must decide which side it's going to stand with.
The president spent the vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion.
President Biden spending his weekend in Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Thanks, Frank. And by the way, you hear Frank every Monday and every Friday in the 5 o'clock hour here on this program. And in the meantime, you can go to his website, undergroundusa.com, listen to his podcast that he puts out there, and check all the articles that he writes. He's got a great website. He knows what he's talking about. Does his research, unlike some of these other fools that are out there that just want to be heard. Now then, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, you heard me right. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and company. They've got a page there called the Radio Listener Specials page. And I'm going to bring Kyle in for this. Kyle, what's the importance about the Radio Listener Specials page, and how do you find it on the MyPillow.com website?
Well, folks, when you go to MyPillow.com, you navigate there in your favorite web browser on your smartphone. You want to look for, you want to scroll down, basically, until you find the Radio Listener Specials panel. And simply click on that. That's going to open up an entire new page full of all the different products and all the sale prices and so forth. And you're going to be able to scroll down from there and look at all these different things, including not just the MyPillows, as the captain mentioned earlier in the program, but you'll find the blankets, you'll find the pillowcases, you'll find the pet blankets as well.
Doggy beds.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that MyPillow has dog beds or pet beds and pet blankets as well. You've got the towel sets. You've got the washcloth sets. You've got all these different things, especially, and this is one of my favorite things, the sleepwear and the loungewear. Very comfortable PJs in addition to the slippers. All these different things. You just got to go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll find them all. And, of course, the promo code is Captain. Easy to remember.
Yep, and if you want to call them up on the phone, once you get a look at what's over there, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. Promo code is always going to be Captain. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Let's see here. The migrant numbers are starting to pick up steam along the border because right now along the California-Mexican border, the Dems are about to push Joe Biden and his administration into ending Title 42 and the restrictions. And when they do that, there's at least 100,000 people on that southern border sitting over there waiting to literally storm the border and come sailing into the country.
Well, Captain, you know, obviously with what's happening in Europe, with Ukraine, with the war on Ukraine, a lot of these other stories, they don't get heard a lot. And this is an important thing because prior to the invasion of Ukraine, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, were still working for their destabilization, you know, project, as it were. It's not, and Americans, I want to be clear, Americans are not anti-immigration, but I think they're anti-illegal immigration, they're anti-destabilization. And this is one of the things I think the Democrat Party elite tried to bring about because they believe that it's politically expedient for them to do so. And that is, obviously, it's reprehensible, and it sullies and it makes almost impossible the ability for anybody to discuss a regular immigration to this country because they polarize it so badly.
That's true. And, of course, we've heard that there could be as many as 150,000 people along that border, and this is just going to overwhelm us to the just an unbelievable extent. I don't know how they're going to hold them back.
Well, exactly. And of course, it also allows the Democrat Party officials and so forth to be able to call everybody a racist who doesn't want suddenly 100,000 more people coming across the border without any real regulation, as it were. So again, it plays into their political playbook, but it's detrimental to the society, it's detrimental to our economy, it's detrimental to our national security, because we don't know who can mix in from different countries and have different agendas with people coming across the southern border.
Now, the International Monetary Fund, which is the group that pretty much controls who gets what money and what for, and loans for this and loans for that, they were the ones that helped Russia negotiate itself through that big debt that they had that was coming due. And I'm under the impression that they were guided to, along with the help of China, not defaulting on the money they owed.
Right. It was $117 million in an interest payment.
Million or billion?
Million, I believe.
I thought it was a billion.
No, what I'm saying, according to the Russian Finance Ministry, said it paid $117 million in interest. And this
okay, that's interest on the loan, so it's a billion-dollar loan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So they paid the interest on Euro bonds, and they paid it to the London branch of Citibank. So basically, yes, they were able to avoid this for now. But of course, as we continue to see the sanctions and the other things that are happening, stripping away the MFN status for Russia and so forth, and Belarus in tandem, we'll see where we are when that next payment is going to be there. But you're right. You talk about China. China, I think, even early on when we heard about these sanctions getting ready to be put in place, the general sanctions. China, I think, was making assurances, I think, behind the scenes to Russia saying, we're going to backfill you on a lot of this stuff. Because when their interests align, I think the Chinese government is more than willing to write a check.
Mm. Now, this is not a joke, Kyle, but maybe it should be. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have actually taken up a bill creating a respectful and open world for natural hair.
Yes, basically, I mean, I guess you got to get your priorities straight or something like that, I guess. But basically what it is, it's they want to sort of put this into the idea of discrimination, that somehow people are discriminated against because of the texture or natural look or any of the, or hairstyle, basically. This is, I would think, Captain, as a, just a regular person out in the big world, that we don't discriminate on people based on their race or their ethnicity and all these kinds of things. And now they're trying to bring in this idea of hair style or the nature of someone's hair, that somehow people will be racist as a result of that. So I don't know if this is more virtue signaling or if it's really a practical problem, but I just always thought we don't discriminate against people. I don't know what part of that, you know, maybe the Democrats don't get.
I pulled into an Arby's yesterday, and there was a young man that had one of those man buns, and then he had his hair sticking up in the air going in four different directions. And they made him wear a hat, and he had to take his hair and pull it up through the hat. And it was the funniest, weirdest-looking thing I ever saw, but that's what he had to do if he wanted to work.
Well, right. I mean, and just generally speaking, you know, if you want to go get a job somewhere or if you want to work somewhere for a company or something like that.
You want to work in food, there's certain restrictions.
Well, certainly, and that's a health issue. But generally speaking, you know, people try to craft their own appearance, the kinds of clothes they wear, how they present themselves. You know, that's just something out in the world of business that that if you come in looking disheveled or that you don't take care of yourself or this kind of thing, well, that could have a real impact on whether or not you get a job somewhere. But again, I think Americans are not interested in discriminating against people based on their race or these kinds of things. I think that there are reasonable standards for personal grooming and this kind of thing that seem to go in the world of business or retail, but I don't think people are looking to discriminate just because they don't like their hair. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Now, we're also talking about something else here. There's been a lot of talk, but I haven't heard a lot about it, cyber attacks. People are very afraid right now, government officials, that a Russian cyber attack here could unleash a BLM-style riots, according to an ex-CIA officer, because they wouldn't be able to get their money, they wouldn't be able to talk to each other, they wouldn't be able to do any of that stuff. They'd be left out in the dark, and then they'd get real ticked off, and they might go after other people as a result. Have you heard that?
Well, I mean, if you turn the power off or if you EMP the country or parts of the country, yeah, you could create all kinds of havoc because nothing would work and people would get upset.
All righty. You hang in there, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. More right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. And we're going to take a look at the weather and let you know what we see, because we do have some weather out there tonight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Why should I do it?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I don't care about the color of skin.
is from the album Spirit of the Wild. Kyle, who is that?
Oh, that's Ted Nugent.
And what's the name of that song?
To be honest, it's escaping me for a second, but I know it's Ted.
Vibracious.
All right.
Yep.
Yes.
And now I mean to tell you, he just gets down on it off of that, and away they go, and holy smokes, hold on to the building. All right. We've got some weather to talk about here, folks, and we do have a lot of rain in the south right now, especially around the Gulf, affecting the panhandle of Florida. So be advised of that if you're going across I-10 or if you're taking a shortcut. And we do have some storms that are working their way inland right now, right around the Tallahassee area. So be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
All right, Captain. We definitely have a weather system coming in here to the Pacific Northwest and also maybe into, of course, parts of Northern California over the weekend, and maybe, just maybe, some rain in Southern California. And, of course, Southern Californians would love that because we definitely need the moisture here. But right now in Seattle, they've definitely got rain. It's all around the surrounding areas. If you're coming out I-90 just outside of Seattle, you'll be in it. But also if you go south down towards Tacoma, also down near Longview, rain may be approaching Portland here as we're watching the radar map. Definitely going to be raining on Saturday there in Portland. And then more south of Portland, down south of Eugene towards Medford, you got rain coming across Interstate 5 just south of Roseburg, so be aware of that. Then also maybe rain starting to creep up a little bit there in Northern California. But again, as we're watching this system come through, definitely going to have rain along the West Coast, mostly over the weekend. Winter weather advisory for parts of Northern California. This is going to affect Donner Pass on Interstate 80 as you come through. Donner Pass looking for rain and snow on Saturday. And then also, Captain, we've got a winter weather advisory up in Montana. This is in the Bozeman area along I-90, dipping down into West Yellowstone. And so that's what it looks like out there tonight in the West.
All righty. Well, we've got some unsettled weather conditions right now in South Dakota, southeast part of South Dakota along, just south of I-90. Okay, so there you go. And also down in Nebraska, I-80 around Omaha over to Lincoln, unsettled weather conditions there down through the central part of the state. There is a system that's trying to catch up to it from the west, so you could see some rain or thunderstorms as the day progresses. Moving down Oklahoma City way, down into Texas, down by Wichita Falls. Again, unsettled weather conditions. It could be some thunderstorms as the day progresses and the daytime heat warms up. Got some flooding in Missouri, right there along I-44 around Joplin, Springfield, that area. So be advised of that. We do have some fog tonight, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas area. Then it skipjacks on down along the coastline down to Brownsville and McAllen. Also got some fog over there, New Orleans, over to the panhandle of Florida. Now, here's where this gets kind of interesting, because right around Tallahassee, we've got a line of thunderstorms that's starting to develop and move along the coast, and looks like it's going to move inland and be south of I-10 and come across the peninsula and come out on the ocean side eventually of Florida. And there's quite a bit of rain, a lot of flooding involved with this, so be advised this is going to be what we call a gully washer up there in that part of Florida tonight. And then that is going to slowly make its way up the coast, combined with another little system that they got up there. South Carolina right now, unsettled conditions there. Depending on how fast it takes for this system to catch up with the other one, you could have an interesting storm, a system going up through there with thunderstorms and rain and whatnot. You do have fog tonight. Chesapeake Bay on up through the river basin. And then you've got fog up the east coast, Delaware and Maryland and New Jersey and Long Island, and kind of skipjacks around right now up around Cape Cod. And in the northern part of Maine, of all places, here we go again, if you're going up to pick up that load of French fries today, you have got snow, S-N-O-W, snow, up there in Caribou and Presque Isle, so be careful. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And always a pleasure to start out the radio show with him. We cover a lot of ground with him. You know, we have 16 and sometimes 18 talking points that we go through, and we just go right through the list, and then we have things that every now and then we add to it because news does change. The news does change. So there you go. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Putin had a big old rally of sorts in a big stadium in Moscow, and they claim he had 200,000 people there.
Yeah, I don't know what that stadium holds, but from what I can tell, the majority of the people that were there were government employees.
They were, and a lot of them were young people.
Okay.
I saw a lot of young people in that audience. So that told me that apparently their propaganda is working quite well with the younger folks.
Well, and it's fascinating that at first he was saying that there was no war. Now he's admitted a war, and he is saying that it is all Ukraine's fault and that Ukraine is causing a genocide on Russian citizens. So this is the reason that he felt that he had to go into Ukraine and defend his country.
None of which is true.
Well, of course.
Yep, but then again, his people don't know that, but we do. So now it's up to us to prove to the world that he's lying. But apparently that's going to be more difficult because China doesn't want to help us.
China, yeah, they, precisely. I mean, they're not being compelled by the West to stop Putin by a long stretch.
Well, we did do something else this week, and we'll get into that on the other side of the break, so I'm just going to tease it right now. The U.S. House voted to suspend trade with Russia and Belarus, and it was a major, major, major vote. I mean, you talk about a numbers count. 424-8.
Yeah, so I don't know what the Senate's going to do. And I haven't read the bill, but I have seen that.
Sounds like Chuckie Schumer thinks it's going to pass.
It very well could. But mm-hmm. there's going to be some stipulations to what's in it.
All right. Hold that thought, because when we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon on Founders of FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, I'm going to count on Mr. Jeff to take us to break. So here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.